Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Yeah. Rastafari, the last one. Listen, Baruch Hashem. Why should the cow far off, O Lord? Why I decide to in this time of trouble? Who is in the fight of good to kill the poor? Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and blessed the comforter, through the Lord abhorring. The wicked hold the pride, and through the pride of his contempt. Her countenance will not be casted about the great Jah. Jah is not in our day for their ways are your Jesus. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud, under his time is mischief and vanity. He seeketh in the Lord and in his community, in the secret place that he murdered the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his bed. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He himself catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches from humbling himself that the poor may fall by his someone. He hath said in his heart, God has forgotten. How can Jah forget? How can Jah hide his face? He will never see. Arise, O Jah, Yahweh, Emmanuel, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contempt God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require him. Thy seeming crown, and behold, it is his and spite to require it. With thy hand, the poor can make of him someone to thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, the evil man seeketh thou his wickedness to thy father. The Lord is king, Yahweh is king, Emmanuel, he be forever, ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, the rich are tyrants. Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare his heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed. The man of the earth may no more oppress. Yeah, the man of the earth may no more oppress. Why standest thou afar off? Hallowed be your name, Yahweh. Emmanuel, hallowed be your name.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
being Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, Gevir, O Yisrael, hear, for the 23rd sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for Pekudei, the sum, the account, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, the book of names, here picking up with Exodus chapter 38, here at verse 21 for the 23rd sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath the sum, Sabbath the accounts. Hear, Hebrew first words right here for this 23rd Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. Exodus chapter 38, verse 21, here for the last Torah portion here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew first words right here. Eile Fikudei Ha Mishkana Mishkana Ha Edut Ashara Pukada Alpi Moshe Evadata Halloween Biyada Itamar Ben Aharon Ha Kohain. This is the sum. Eile Fikude, these Fikude, the sum, the account. Eile Fikude, Hamishkan. These, this is the sum of the tabernacle, even, of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, of Moshe, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. Eile fikudei hamishkan mishkan ha eduta ashera pukada alpi Moshe evadata halwima biyada itamar ben aharon ha kohen. These are the accounts. Eile, these fikudei, the accounts, the sum, fikude, eile, fikude, ha mishkan. These are the accounts of the mishkan. Eile, fikude, ha mishkan, ha edut. Even the tabernacle, the mishkan, the dwelling, ha edut of the edut, ha edut of the testimony. Eile fikudeya ha mishkan, mishkan, ha eduta, asher pukada alpi Moshe, as they were rendered, asher pukad alpi Moshe, according to the, upon the, pi, the mouth, alpi, alfi, Moshe, according to the commandment, according to the mouth, al pi Moshe, according to the mouth of Moses, the commandment of Moses, al pi Moshe, evodat, ha luim, through the service of the luim, the Levites, biyada Itamar, by the yad, by the hand of Itamar, the son of Aaron the priest, ben Aharon ha Kohain. Here, to fulfill the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, we have this 23rd sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Fekudei, Sabbath Fekudei, for Shabbat Fekudei. Sabbath, the sum, Sabbath, the accounts.
Joy by thy light, thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the lamb and the lion, the most holy one, the father and the son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the lamb and the lion, the most holy one, the father and the son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible. And what did me say? Read up your Bible. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And what did me say?
Say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make a bust a chapter. To the beginning of a wisdom is the fear of Jaja. In the bottom, let's be gonna make with that to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, Maxim, but they're gonna micro center. We say no, no wicked man, them could ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, fill me only father. They say enough, I am I where the righteous gathers. Now me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say, look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say, in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city, with a Addis Ababa, or a Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say, that was given unto me by His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie. It's written in the book, it's a Zion destiny. A new Jerusalem, me come fi set up the way. A new garden, you come fi plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man, see my telling everybody, this is truth, roots, the unreality. So me say, read up your Bible, only if you read your scripture. Read up your Bible, only if you read that chapter. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Say read up every word, cause every word is true. Say read up every word and apply the word to. Apply it in your life, say, and you would not get to. King Selassie in your life, and you will never feel to. Jesus Christ in your life, and you will surely get to. Jehovah, the power, the spirit and the word. Now listen to the young man, sing man with the delivery. If you read up your Bible, not if you don't live like Jah disciple. And when me say, who read up your Bible, who not if you don't live like Jah disciple. No man that is a weak, no wicked, me say neither evil. No need, no corrupt, neither deceitful. We can hear no say them the people, them are not cha-cha people. Cha-cha people, say them are smiling people. Me say school-faced people, them are not praise the devil. You know say I am like a man, we are going natural. To King Selassie, I is I am like credential. Cha-cha, I am dandy, dandy general. Yes, King Selassie, I say you are the field marshal. And Jarastafari say even a partial. So when we come to know, we tell each and everyone on the bed and read up your Bible. And not again on the bed and read up your Bible. And if your life's like a Jaja disciple, if your life's like a Jaja disciple.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק, תעלים נעיתות בצרה, בגאוות רשע ידלק עני, יתפסו במזימות זו חשבו, כי לרשע על תאוות נפשו, הוא רוצה ורך נעץ אדוני, רשע כגובה אפו בא לדרוש, אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו, יחילו דרכיו בכל עת, מרום ממשפטיך מנגדו כל צורריו יפיח בהם, אמר בליבו בעל אמות, אדור ודור אשר לא עובר רע, על אפי הוא מלא ומרמות ותוך, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן, ישב במערב חצרים, במסתרים יהרוג נקי, עיניו לחנך יצפונו, יערוב במסתר כאריה בסוכו, יערוב לחטוף עני, לחטוף עני במותחו ורשתו, כישוח, ונפל בעצומיו חלקאים, אמר בליבו שכח אל תלפניו ברעה לנצח קומה אדוני אל נשא ידיך אל תשכח ענבים על מני את רשע אלוהים אמר בליבו לא תדרוש ראית כי אתה עמל וחד תביט לתת בידיך עליך יעזוב חיליך יתום אתה היית עוזר שבור זרוע רשע ורע תדרוש רשעו בל תמצא אדוני מלך עולה ועד עבדו גויים מארצו תאוות ענבים שמעת אדוני תכין ליבם תקשיב אוזניך לשפוט יתום ודח בל יוסיף עוד להרוס לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
Shalom, Chavrim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Malachi, Eserek, we have the Yod, Yod psalm. Some say Yud, we say Yod, we, the black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah. Yes, our family, today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, Psalm X. We have the X psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, and the Sefer Tehillim, the praises, the psalter. We have the Yod psalm, the 10th psalm. It's a prayer. It's a prayer of the oppressed.
Let's rephrase.
I repeat, it is the prayer of the downpressed. The prayer of the downpressed. Hakshivu. Chizru. Repeat. It's a prayer of the downpressed. And it says, see introduction to the IX psalm. So according to the Sefer Tehillim, we have the IX, and that's the 8th psalm. According to the Sefer in the Sefer Tehillim, the 9th psalm, a song of thanksgiving. So we have to share this right here with today's daily psalm here in the Tehillim, the intro, just the intro, the first words for the daily psalms according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, so we can give praise, giving praise with understanding. Masakil, Masakil, Zimru. I Zimru's chant praises. So here we have the intro, right, the intro to Psalm 9. And why is this important? Well, the 8th and the Yod, the 9th and the 10th psalm, today's daily psalm is the 9th psalm. But here we are pointed to see and refer to the intro to the 8th Mizmor, or the 9th psalm according to the Sefer Tehillim. And here it reads, in some Hebrew manuscripts, and in the ancient Greek and the Latin versions, and we can also say in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized Amharic Bible, also referred to as the Arab, the Rab, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5. There's also this notation as well, as in the Hebrew manuscripts, and in the ancient, the Koine, the Greek, as well as the Latin versions, IX and X. So we're speaking of Psalm 9 and Psalm 10, the IX psalm, Hebraically the Tet psalm, and the 10th psalm, Hebraically the Yod psalm. Some of the Yehudi, some of the Jews say Yud. We, according to the Afro-Shemitic, I and the Royal Amharic, the pointing is Yod, or the 10th psalm. They are joined into one psalm in the ancient manuscripts. These two psalms that we have in the present KJV and other translations and other writings and translations of ancient psalms are divided into two psalms, namely the 9th and the 10th psalm. But in the ancient Hebrew manuscripts, we have the same current of thought that runs through both the 9th and the 10th psalm. And what is that thought? What is that iditation, that meditation? It's dependence, that true dependence upon Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, for escape from the evil machinations. The evil machinations, the deus ex machina of the world flesh and the satanic seclorum. That this psalm, these two psalms, the 9th and the 10th psalms, has the current, that currency of thought, right? Let this mind, right, that runs through both, and that's the dependence,
right? And with Ha'elohim, the true good, we can say fully and with confidence and confidence that deep endings upon Ha'elohim for escape, upon the true God, the true good, for escape from evil machinations. There's also said to be a trace of an alphabetical acrostic, which is discernible in the verses of the two psalms. That means if we look at the two psalms, according to the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, the alphabet, the ABGs, Aleph Beit Gimel or Gamel, we can see that there is an alphabetical acrostic, which is discernible in the verses of the two psalms, Psalm 9 and 10, although several letters are omitted, but we can see that pattern in order. When we look at the first letter and the Hebrew alphabet, that many of the alphabets begin off the first letters of many of the verses in these two psalms, but with certain letters omitted. Now, there's a resemblance as well in the phraseology, paying attention to the phraseology and some of the better translations. Even the King James brings out certain things and is noteworthy there. Although we study to shew ourselves approved, not to King James, but to Ha'elohim, the true good and the true God, as workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing or explaining the word of truth. So there's a resemblance in the phraseology that is likewise noticeable. So we point this out, and we also look for it in ourselves, and we hope that brothers and sisters also take that time, you know, taking notes and say, okay, this is what it said. Let me look into it and see if I see this, all right, so we can find the truth and know the truth for ourselves. Amen? Yay? Yay. So nevertheless, there's a modern opinion concerning the ninth psalm, the eighth psalm, Song of Thanksgiving, today's daily psalm, the Yod psalm, or the 10th psalm, right? There is a modern opinion that states that it seems better to regard Psalm 10, today's daily psalm, the Yod psalm, the 10th psalm, Psalm X, as a later psalm, a later mizmur, a later chant, a later praise that was composed as an appendix, as like a follow-up, an appendix, or a continuation of the earlier under different conditions. It's like what we would call today like a remix. Some would say a remix. It continues the earlier, the vibe and idea, right? But when different conditions may have existed, rather than as part of a psalm which from the beginning was one whole. So others, in looking at the two psalms, they see the 10th psalm, today's daily psalm, as being like a kind of a remix, a continuation, right, of the earlier psalm, but perhaps under different conditions. Right, so that kind of idea of the remix is one way that we can receive it, because the same thing is done musically, especially with inspirational, soul, praiseworthy music even today in these days and times. So this is in agreement with the ancient Judaic, right, tribe and tradition. And when we look at the Judaic tradition, some say the fake Jews and the real Jews and get caught up in that kind of dichotomy. Then we look for the truth. So in the true Judaic tribe, tradition, right, this divides the composition into two separate psalms, but very closely related. So there are two psalms that can be read, right, and viewed as one, but also, as we have in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, read separately in due time and due season. So here we have a hymn of praise, and we're looking at the 10th psalm, a song of thanksgiving, a hymn of praise for victory, for that victory, for that salvation that Yeshua, right, that Yeshua owed, for victory, right, over national enemies. And the historical background may be that which is narrated in 2 Samuel. So we have 2 Samuel chapter 8, 2 Samuel VIII, 2 Samuel chapter 8, for a historical scriptural background and connections. And that was just referring to the intro. These are some of the introductory notes of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Roe, after the order of Malachi, Eserek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. So looking now more squarely on today's daily psalm, since we got like the context of the connection of these two psalms, and even in the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, Haile Selassie Bible, we can see in the script, the manuscript, where there's the connection, where it speaks of the Ivrayist, how it continues as the same as one psalm. It gives those indications within the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Authorized Bible in Amharic, the Revised Amharic Bible, the prophetic Book of the Seven Seals, as we read in Revelation concerning Moah Anbesah, the Ibn Negeta Yehuda, the line of the tribe of Judah. So we as the black Jews continuing that tribe, riding up here, we have the main difference now. What is the main difference between Psalm 9, the previous psalm, which in the ancient manuscripts is connected as one psalm, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 10? Well, the main difference is in the status of men, the standing of the men, the status of men who are the cause. Who are the men? What's the status? What's the standing of the men who are the cause? Who are the cause of innocent suffering? What's the standing? Right, what's the status? The word status, stasis, standing, the idea of standing. Then we have the ideas of understanding, and some say overstanding. But really, it's the ground oneself in the center, that inner standing. But it's all about one's status, standing. What's one's state of mind? One's standing, one's status. So see the connection in state. All right, so the main difference, since today's daily psalm, the Yod, right, the Yod psalm, the prayer of the downpressed, but not up pressing us, they are down pressing us down, is the status of the men who are the cause, the men who are the cause of innocent suffering. Now, in the previous psalm, Psalm 9, that we touched on some of the introductory notes in the connection to get a good understanding, right, a good ground standing, so we can give praise, right, the masakil, right, with skill, with understanding Psalm 47 and 7 right there. In the previous psalm, Psalm 9, they, the ones who were the cause of the innocent suffering, were the godless, the jahless, were the jahless nations, the goyim, without jah, who are Yisrael's, Israel's, jah peoples, right, even I and I, Rastafari, neighbors. Right. Here, in today's daily psalm, the prayer of the downpressed, they are the godless, the jahless persons within the body of Yisrael. And this is particularly apropos for those Israelites, right? Many of the Israelites who are ethnic Israelites of some of the mega Israelite camps, the Alphabet Boys, the ISUPKs, the IUICs, GOCCs, DMS, and the others, right, is the status. These are the godless, the jahless persons within the body of Israel, within the body of Israel, who are downpressing, not oppressing, right, who are downpressing their weaker brethren, right, the downpressers of their weaker brethren. So it's very interesting, today's daily psalm, when we say it's a prayer, a tefillah, a tzelot, a prayer of the downpress, this is not like the previous psalm, which was speaking of the godless nations, the nations without Jah. Right? We're not speaking of the nations without Jah. Right? Here in today's daily psalm, we're speaking about those people who are maybe ethnic Israel. They might be Israel according to the flesh. They may be black or brown Israelites, right? But their spirit is not right. Right? So they are those godless, the jahless persons. Oh, they have a zeal. They have a zeal, and yes, they do. Right? Many of the Israelites who ain't right, they got a zeal, right, for God. Right? But it's not according to da'at, knowledge. Right? Therefore, they deny conquering line of the tribe of Judah, and the children of the Ethiopians, and the children of Yisrael, and I now the new name, the precious name, Rastafari. Right, so this psalm comes in perfect context with the tribe, the time, the season, the reason for the season. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily psalm, today's daily psalm, a prayer, it's a prayer right here, it's a prayer of the downpressed. So getting this overview right here, going to ride up for a couple of the verses in the Hebrew, as well as, you know, to zoom in on some of the words of power, you know, the Hailak Alat, you know, the words of power, some of the phraseology, but getting an overview right here. So we have a prayer of the downpressed,
prayer of the downpressed. Lama Yahuwah. Lama Yahuwah. Ta'emod be'rahok. Why? Why standest the eye afar off? O he who be who he be. O existent one. O Yahuwah. 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 Lama Yahuwah. Ta'emod be'rahok. Ta'elima le itota batara. Why hidest? Why hidest? Ta'elim, ta'elima le itota batara. Batara. Why hidest thou thyself in times? Right? Le itota batara. 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 Batzara, tzara, in anxiety, in tightness, narrowness, constriction, in straightness. Bir ge'wa, ge'wa, some say bir ge'wa, bir ge'wa, 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 but bir ge'wa. Bir ge'wa, bir ge'wa, rasha'a, yidalaka oni, tia tafosu, bia mia zimoto zuwa, hash, zuwa hashabu. Zu hashavu, through the pride, through the pride. Be gaewa. Some say gaewa, but be gaewa rasha'a. Through the pride of the wicked, the rasha'a. Idalaka oni. The poor, the oni. Idalak. The poor is hotly pursued. Yitafsu be mezimotazua hashavu. They are taken in the devices that they have imagined. They are taken in the devices that they have imagined. Here we have the first two verses of today's daily psalm, and also note that it does not have a superscription. We don't have a superscription in the Sefer Tehillim. There's no superscription. The theme of today's daily psalm, the 10th psalm, the Yod psalm, is a prayer of the downpressed, beginning off with, Why standest the eye, male, afar off, O he who be who he be? Lama Yehovah ta'emod be'rachok. Why standest thou afar off? Ata elima le'itota batzara. Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Afar off, be'rachok. Be'rachok. They have that in the Hebrew, right? The biblical Hebrew. In the Amharic, we have aruk, ruk, right? Aruk, rahok, ruk, far. Why? Be rahok. As though heedless of what is happening. Remember, today's daily psalm, the status of the men, the standing of the men and people is different in today's daily psalm. It's not the jahless or the godless among the nations. But here we are speaking of those jahless persons who are part of the body, right? The body of Israel. Right? Not all who are of Israel are Israel, because even there we have in the Brit Chadash that distinction between those who might be ethnic, black and brown, maybe skin folk, but spiritually, ironically, not our kinfolk, maybe our color, but not spiritually our kind. Let's note that race here as well with today's daily psalm. In these times of trouble, le itot batzara, times of trouble when the innocent are wretched through the unlawful activities of the ratchet. And many times, since latter day, these times of the Gentiles, right, the world of flesh, the satanic seclorum, right, even through the color of the law, they're unlawful. They frame mischief by a law. And it says what? Pride. Biga'iwa. Rasha'a. Gawa rasha'a, to the pride of the wicked, this haughtiness, this arrogancy, which makes them indifferent to the disapproval of Ha'elohim, of the true good, the true God, the true source. And righteous men and men of people, they're indifferent to both Jah and man. You know what I mean? With that sort of arrogance. And see, this is also a caution to I and I and to us, because these down presses are not of other nations, but they're of our color, not our kind. They're of our skin folk, but not in spirit and in truth, our kin folk. And we have this app as well, you know, even for the righteous among the ratchet, even those who know that they are Israelite, they're Israelite according to the flesh. Right, they have a zeal, right? It just says that many will kill you and think that they do Ha-Elohim's will. Let's understand that. And we have, even in the spiritual warfare, so let's take good note. It says right here that pride, so we point out the pride, and they are taken. They are taken in the devices that they have imagined. Yitafsu abi amiz motzu. Hashabu, that they have hashabu, they've thought about this, they imagine these devices, hashabu, but it says yitafsu, they are taken. This translation follows what Rashi has of the innocent are taken in devices which the wicked have planned. Now, the RV, the revised version, says, let them be taken. This agrees with even Kimchi's treatment and his comment on this. Now, the former is preferable, as it gives the reason for the introductory appeal to Elohim. And what is that? That the innocent, right, they are taken. Because remember, it says, through the pride of the wicked, of the ratchet, the poor is hotly pursued. They are taken in the devices that they have imagined. Right, that what the poor who are hotly pursued by the proud, the arrogant, right, and those Arkans, you know, even in the men and the people under the influence of those evil spirits, the evil mind, those children of Lucifer and the devil and Satan, the children of the evil mind, they have given over to their pride and their haughtiness and their anger, trying to play and be gods, but they are fallen from grace. So they imagine these schemes and devices against the poor, right? And the poor is hotly pursued, and they are taken in the devices, right, that the proud and the arrogant have devised. So thus we have a better context for why does this psalm, today's daily psalm, begin off as it does. Why standest thou afar off, Jehovah, Yahweh? Right? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Through the pride of the wicked, these are times of trouble. Let me explain. This is what the psalmist is saying right here. Through the pride of the wicked, Begaiwa Rasha'a, right? The poor is hotly pursued. Yitafsu, Biyamiyazmotzua Hashavu. They are taken in the devices that the proud, the wicked, the pride of the Rasha'a, the ratchet. Right, so the pride of the ratchet, because the pride of the ratchet, the poor, is hotly pursued. And the poor gets taken, gets caught up, right, in these wicked conspiracies, Babylonian conspiracy and traps by the Seklor, the satanic traps of the world flesh and the satanic system. Now, the petition here, right, for Jah's intervention, it occurs later in the psalm, right, what we have from verse 12. So just make a note of that. We have here the second verse. It's in the opening section of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. For the wicked boasteth of his heart desire. Now here we get a description of the ratchet. How shall we know the ratchet? We hear the word arasha'a, arasha'a, the kufu. Right, the kufuot in the Amharic, but the rasha, right, in the biblical scriptural Hebrew, rasha. Who are the rasha? Who are the ratchet? And see, we use the term ratchet today. Sounds a lot like rasha, right? The rara. Oh no, that rara, that evil. Right. The description is in verses 3-11. We have verses 3-11 for the description of the ratchet. Right. Now, this is the main body of today's daily psalm, the prayer. Right, the prayer of the downpress, the prayer of the downpress. Stay tuned for the description. What is the description of the ratchet? Right,
He who believe in vanity have no love for humanity. They shall fade away. Stay tuned. Havarim. Picking up more on today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Today's daily psalm, Psalm Yod, the Yod Psalm, the 10th psalm, prayer of the downpress, 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 downpress.
He who seeks of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away, fade away.
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His way... Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong one. He had said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless, the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
Sisters, Habarim. So here we pick up with today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. The 10th psalm, the prayer of the downpress.
Yes, brothers and sisters, Chabarim. So here we pick up with today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We're in the Yod Psalm, the 10th psalm, the prayer of the downpressed. Now in these verses here, verses 3 to 11, we get the description, the ratchet, the wicked, the rasha described. Now it's interesting looking also at the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals. We're going from low degrees to high degrees, beginning off the Hebraically, but looking at the Ethiopic or the Royal Amharic, it's interesting because the word here for wicked in the Hebrew, the word rasha, usually with the ungodly, where it says, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the rasha'im, like the ratchet ones. Now, in the Amharic, we have the word, the sense of these ratchet and rash one, a rasha'a, is in the sense of the hatiatenya, right, of the sinner, of the lacker, the ukker. Looking at the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, this is themed in the Royal Amharic as a fitih, like feta, fitih, in the sense of justice, fitih, le magnet, yekarebe, limena, limena is a petition, yekarebe, that is brought near, for fitih le magnet, to find that justice. Right, when we say the fitah negest, right, that law of the kings is also the justice of the kings, right, and it has a sense of an opening, a loosening that tight, that strict, that constrained way, right, the prisoners, making the prisoners go free, that justice, that fitah. Right here in the superscription here within this particular Bible software that has the Book of the Seven Seals or the Amharic Bible, like the Yota as well. It says, Abetu, lemon rikeh, kome, rikeh. We have be rahok, rikeh, rahok, kome. Why do you stand? Using that word for stand. Be mekram gizeh, in times of trouble, lemon tisawarale. Lemon tisawarale. You hide yourself. Bechat yatenya, tibit. In the sinners, the akas chat yatenya, the chat aim, the ti'ibit, a deha yinadadar, basabuta ten kolachoa tet emedu. In the tenquel, right, you know, their schemes, their traps, right, their conspiracies. KJV reads that the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor, let them be taken in devices that they have imagined. Right, that's what we had left off in the first two verses after the intro and also the connection of Psalm 9 and 10 in the ancient manuscripts as one psalm. But the sense of the status of those downpresses of the righteous in the first psalm, or Psalm 9, was of the jealous among the nations, the godless among the nations. Here we have the godless persons of Yisrael. So their rasha, right, being a rasha or ratchetness, is actually being that chat yatenya, as we have in the HSV. Just making a little link there, you know, in our studies, we're going from that foundation, right? Now to the description of the wicked, right? Verses 3 to 11, it says, Ki hilel rasha'a ala ta'iwat nafsho. The wicked, for the wicked, the rasha'a, boasteth. It says, ki hilel rasha'a ala ta'iwata nafsho, boasteth of his heart's desire. The wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom Yahovah abhorreth. He used the word abhorreth, whom Jah contemneth, right? And the covetous vaunteth himself, though he condemn the Lord. Now, in the Tehillim, it reads, though he contemn the Lord. In the KJV, it reads, and blesseth the covetous, whom Hashem abhorreth. So you see, there's a little different context. So what does the Hebrew bring out
you know, the fuller sense, and how does the Hebrew bring out the better sense, you know, of what we have here in today's daily psalm, this ninth psalm right here. So just getting into some of the basics here, let's just bring this up right here, because we was also looking at the Septuagint. That's the LXX, right, that basically many of the New Testament quotes are quotes from the Hebrew into the Koine Greek scriptures. Like now many ones will make quotes, and they might quote the KJV or some of the more authorized English translations. This is the same sense. It's still referring to the Hebrew, but we're going into our study here in the first level to the Hebrew, right? And following the words of Abinu Melekeinu, you know, Kadamawi Hana Selassie, where reference was made to the Hebrew and to the Greek scriptures, even for the Revised Amharic Bible, the authorized Bible in Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals. So he at the first level, looking at this first verse right here, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and the covetous vaunteth himself, though he condemn the Lord. Looking at this word by word, right? Here we have, right, let be caught, right, in the pride, the wicked pursue the poor, right, in the pride, the wicked pursue the poor, let them be caught. It says, let them be caught in the plots that they have imagined. Okay, we're looking at verse 2, right? Let them be caught in the plots that they have devised, they have imagined, right? By being prideful by the impious one, the Rasha'a, the Chatiatenya, right, is burnt, the poor one. They are seized by the deliberations which they argue. Right? Remember, we're speaking about the downpressers, not among other nations or other people, but we can even say apply this to the churchical sense, even in the church, the downpressers. So how are they described? Right? The description here, it reads, for the wicked boast, right? Ki hilel, hilel rasha'a. He boasts, right? Ala ta'awata nafsho, of his heart, ta'awat, right? Of his soul, the nafsho, his soul, right? His soul desire. Ubo tse'a berik. Ubo tse'a bereka. Niyetz Yehovah, though he condemn, contempt. Right? So the sense is here that the wicked boasts of his soul desire and blesses the greedy. He blesses the greedy, right? Ubo tse'a berek. Blessing the greedy. Oh, it's good, you know, you get yours, rah, 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 and all that. And blessing the greedy, right? Applauding the sinner in the desires of his soul, right? This is what's going on. This is a description of the ratchet, even among John people and those who will be the righteous, is that they're applauding the sinner in the desires of his soul. The one doing wrong blesses himself. See, the Hebraic sense is that he blesses the greedy, and in this sense that he blesses the greedy, Yehovah, he contemns the Lord. This is what the Lord abhors. But see, the King James Version, the Lord abhors, but in blessing the greedy, right, in blessing the greedy, ubo tse'a berek, in blessing the greedy, he is contemning he who be who he be. So boasting of his heart's desire, applauding the sinner, right, the Ukka in the desires, the evil desires of his or her soul, right? See, the boasting of his heart's desire, although its attainment is only possible by evil means, by ratchet means, he pursues his aim openly and even boasts of it, even boasts of that, and boasting of those who do such ratchetness, vaunteth himself. The word here is berek, blesseth, right? This may be taken literally, and robbing he blesses, right, but contends Adonai, he contends Adonai, he contends the Lord. Alternatively, the verb can be understood as a euphemism. We have in Job chapter 2, verse 9, blaspheme Elohim and die. Right, blaspheme in this sense, literally in the Hebrew, is bless. Right? So it says, well, it says to blaspheme to Job, to blaspheme Elohim. What was she really saying? She says, bless Elohim, but in the sense, right, the spirit, right, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. In this sense, bless will be blaspheme Elohim and die, in which case the meaning is as in the revised version, the RV, where it says, the covetous renounceth, yea, contemneth the Yahweh. The covetous, the greedy renounceth, yea, and that renouncing of Yahweh, truth and life, the right way is him contemning, right, he who be who he be, right, he who be who he be. So the case of this here is that he defies Jah, he defies Yahweh, and even shows contempt for him, as the following verses in this section, verses 3 to 11, bring out. So we have verse 4 right here, where it says, the wicked in the pride of his countenance, the pride of his face, saith, the idea is that the pride, the wicked in the pride of his countenance, his face is telling that he will not require, you know, like when somebody has that face, like, yeah, whatever, they have that, like, whatever face, like, he will not require, all his thoughts are, is that there is no Elohim, Rasha'ah, Kergabah, Apo, Bala, Yidarash, Bala Yidarash, right? Or some will have point as Yidarosh, right? Point as Yidarosh, Bala Yidarosh. The wicked Rasha'ah in the haughtiness in the haughtiness of his countenance, right? In the haughtiness of his countenance, Ein Elohim kala mi zimotayo, kal mi zimotayo, does not seek. He does not seek Elohim. He doesn't seek for him. All his thoughts are what? All his thoughts are that there is no Elohim. All his thoughts is that there is no Elohim. See, this is his thought process, that there is no true God, there is no judge. Remember, the Elohim name brings up that judgment aspect, right? Provoked Elohim. He provokes he who be who he be. Right, the sinner, the Ukka, according to the magnitude of his anger. We have to always that anger, right? That anger which is of the devil, right? He shall not seek after Elohim, the true God, the true good. Is not Elohim before him, or in the senses, Elohim is not before him. He casts Elohim as in that arraignment psalm, the words behind him. Right? Was it the 50th psalm? Israel arraigned, casting the words behind him. So he will not require this idea. He takes no account of man's deeds. As many who are even so-called Israelites, according to the flesh or natural Israelites, where they have the idea, right, that the true Elohim, people have this idea, even generally, not just among Israel, right, but we can say among general humanity. But the epicenter of today's psalm is like among the righteous or among the church. Right? Where it's especially heinous because you are claiming to be of Jah people, but you have this idea that he would take no account of man's deeds, namely the eye's deeds, so they can be performed. You can do what you do with impunity. So you think that hein, so he says, hein Elohim, there is no Elohim. See, this is not that he is non-existent. You know, when we have in the psalm, people say, well, atheism is pointed out in this verse right here, in Psalm 10, verse 4. Some people say when it says, there is no Elohim, that he says, there is no God. And that's atheism. In the Hebraic sense, that's nonsense. It's not that he is non-existent. See, the Hebraic sense is that when one would say or think or act like Ein Elohim, that there is no God or there is no Elohim, he is saying that he is not the judge of men. There is no judge. There's no justice. Everything is just everything. There's no justice. There's no righteousness. There's no equity. There'll be no judgment. There's no judge of men is what he's saying. And therefore, that idea, that concept, You know, it's like do what thou wilt. That there is no divine law to be broken or whatever. If there is, there is no enforcer of that divine law. There is no Elohim. This is the Hebraic sense. Not that there is no God. When people talk about that today in this last day and time, this is really a madness. It's a sickness. It's at the end of the, you know, this is at the end of the times, the Gentiles, such, you know what I mean, you know, at the belly of the beast, right? A horror of great darkness that people can even assume that. You know, that it just all happened out of nothingness with no great creator who called and these things became. And there's an order, there's a divine order. See, because judgment is delayed, many would think that, well, there is no judgment, right? And this is that sense of Ein Elohim. Right, so atheism, right, this ism, schism, five-bun isms and schism, atheism in the sense of denial of Elohim's reality, this never occurs in the Bible. And this is a point that needs to be emphasized, because a lot of people will say, oh, this is atheism. No, that's a Latter-day sickness. That's an illusion, a delusion. Right? The atheism delusion. Okay, they're saying, well, if God exists, see, they're basing on their own foolish imaginations. But this is not what the Hebrews, this is not the Hebraic sense. This is not the true HD sense. Right? As the Messiah said, you worship that which you know not. We know we worship the salvation of the Yehudi, of the Jews, even of the line of the tribe of Judah. So when we say that atheism, in the sense of denial of Elohim's existence, right, and his reality, this never occurs in the scripture. The atheists, I think they call them, are they who scoff. So when we say atheists, we're talking about those who scoff, right, the emuna, the imnet, the hymenot, the living faith, right, one could say the belief or the credo, the credit, right, that he cares how men act, how humanity act, and that he will, in his due time, bring everything into judgment. See, the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, even among the Hebrew or the so-called N-words, among, like, say, Jah people, ethnic Israel, like this psalm is speaking, you know, they scoff that. They scoff that. They think you just do what thou wilt shall be all of the law. But moving on to verse 5, we have these verses here where a description of the ratchet, right? His ways prosper at all times. Yachilu, 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 right? His ways right, prosper, yachilu, yachilu, darko, right, darku, darku, right, his ways prosper, yachilu, darku, bekol eit, marom, misha pateka, mi negedo, mi negedo, kol sorayo, yafiach. By him, his ways prosper at all times. Your judgments, misha pateka, your judgments are on high. Maroma misha pateka, right? Kolos orayo yifiach, right? Yifiach by him. As for all his adversaries, he snorts at them. So are profane his ways at all times, are taking away your judgments from in front of him. All his enemies he shall dominate, is what it's saying here. See, his ways prosper because the ratchet seems to triumph in an evil design. Right? One would imagine to themselves, and the ratchet imagines to himself that it will always be so, and no punishment will ever, never, ever be exacted of him. This is where it says, thy judgments are out of his sight, right? Thy judgments are out of his sight. Marom mishpateka miya negdo, right? Miya negdo, they are not in front of him, right? The righteous speaks of Jah's judgments. It says that the righteous, the tzaddikim, the tzaddikan, the righteous one, they speak of Jah's judgments, right, in that he also punishes wrongdoing in his time, in the right season. The retort of the ratchet, the response of the ratchet, now the wicked man, is that Jah is too far away, or he's unconcerned, he's away from the human scene to observe and judge, therefore he does not allow the thought. The ratchet, that is, doesn't allow the thought of such judgment to deter him, Not going to be persuaded by genuine morality of what truly is right, because who's going to judge? Who see? Who know? Right? So his adversaries, in this self-confidence, he despises any and all who oppose him. Right? You know, like those who are caught up in that ratchet way, and you love them, and you just want to show them, and they hate you, they despise you, because their mindset, this is the standing, right, or the falling of that state of mind. Right, so we have here in verse 6, it says, Amr Billy Bo Bala Mota Ledor Wador Asher Lo Bi Ra'a. He says in his heart, Amr Billibo, Amr Billibo. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. Bala Mot Ledor Wador. I should not be moved from generation to generation. Lidor wadorasha lo bira'a. I shall not be in adversity, ra'a. I should not be in evil in that sense, ra'a, ra'a. I won't be in no ra'a, no bad happenings. For he said in his heart, Amr bilibo, in his thought, his thinking, libo, Hebraically the mind, the heart, in his thinking. Amr bilibo, he says in his heart, in no way, right, should I be shaken, bal emot, from generation to generation, lidor wador. He's saying, ash lo bira'a, I shall exist without any ra'a, ra'a, without any bad happenings. Right? So here in the wow verse, the sixth verse, to all generations, this idea, presumption, right, that even the possibility of his death does not occur to him. Right? The ratchet, they don't even think about that. Even in the latter days and time, they're trying all sort of schemes and conspiracy to try to defy so-called the last enemy. But this does not really occur to them. Generations will pass away, but he will continue. You see, when they talk about they have a 500-year plan, all these kind of wild ideas, right, that they will continue in their ratchetness forever. Another explanation of verse 6 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, is that he or this one lives on in and through his descendants, right? And they too, he is sure, right? The ratchet in this way of thinking will have the same so-called good fortune, right? Remember, fortune, the false god, right? So have the same good fortune, so to speak, as he himself. So we have verse 7. Allah pihu. Allah pihu malei uamir mota watoka tahata lishono amala wa avin. His mouth is full of curses. Allah, curses. Allah pihu. His mouth malay, full. Allah pihu malay. His mouth is full of curses. U mirmot. And deceit and gala watok. Right? And oppression watok tahata lishono amala wa awen. Right? And under his tongue is mischief and ratchetness, whose curse his mouth is full of, and bitterness and treachery. Under his tongue is toil and misery. Under his tongue. Notice that right there. Under his tongue. And under tahat lishono, in readiness to be produced in speech, as smooth words and as words behind which lurk the evil intentions and the evil machinations. Notice what it says, under. All of this is where. It says, Allah pihu malay. His mouth is full of cursing. Right? His mouth is full of cursing. Allah pihu malay u'mirmota watoka tahata lishono amala wa'avin. Amal wa'avin. Right? So his mouth is full of cursing and deceit and downpression, treachery under his tongue. under his tongue. Tahat lishono. Tahat lishono is mischief and iniquity. Verse 8, the Chet verse here, the verse 8 of today's daily psalm. Yesheb, Yesheb b'ma'erab. B'ma'erab. He sits in the lurking places. Chatzerim, Chatzerim, Chatzerim. The villages of the villages. Ba'misatarim. And in the hiding places. Yaharoga Naki. He kills. Yaharog. Yaharog, Naki, Naki. He kills the innocent. He murders. He kills the innocent. Aynayu lechelka yitzapono, 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 yitzapono. His eyes watch for the unfortunate. See, he lies in wait to ambush with the rich in concealment to kill the innocent. Yaharoga Naki, to kill the innocent. His eyes against the needy. Look. See, the villages are the unwalled settlements. We have this in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 31, Chaburim. The villages. And speaking of the villages, right, what is called here the Chatzerim, the Chatzerim, the Chatzerim, the Chatzerim, the villages. They are open to attack because they have no walls. There's no protection, right, that protection. So looking for those without that protection, right, the 8th verse, the verse 9. Yerog, Yeroga, ba misatara bi aree. B'arye, B'arye, B'sukoh, Sukoh ye'eroga la'chatof ani. He lurks in a hiding place as a lion. K'arye, B'sukoh, B'sukoh. Suko, like suka in his lair, like in his den. Bisuko, ye eroga lahatof ani. He lurks to catch. He lurks lahatof ani, to catch the poor. Yahatof ani. He catcheth the poor. B'mashko, b'roshto. He catches the poor when he draws. When he draws, b'mashko, when he draws. Right? When he draws, it says when he draws him, b'rishto. When he draws him into his net, he lies in wait in concealment. K'arye besuko, as a lion in his lair, he lies in wait, lying in wait. Yachtof, yachtof. So we have lehatof oni, right? And this is, he lurks to catch the poor. Yachtof, yachtof, yachtof oni. Oni, he catches the poor. So first, lahatof oni. He is lurking to catch the poor. Yahatof oni. He catches the poor, right? To snatch away the poor. To snatch away the poor when he draws him. So the focus here in this verse is the poor. This is the downpressed innocent. Right, the downpressed innocent. More on this we have in the previous psalm, right? In the previous psalm, Psalm 9 at verse 19. Psalm 9, round about verse 19, where it speaks, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. right? Because, see, we need to understand, let's just take a little pause right here, because we're mentioning these verses about the description of the ratchet, and the target of the ratchet is the poor, and we speak about the poor and needy, right? And from the previous psalm, right, in the 19th verse in the Sefer Tehillim, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. So we have the needy and the poor. In the Psalter, in the Sefer, the Sefer Tehillim, these words do not signify only the destitute, but those who, on account of their lowly estate and inability to defend themselves, are and become the vicks or the victims of the unscrupulous strong. They are the special objects of Jah's consideration, his consideration, and his care. He defends their cause. Jah pleads their cause. That is one of the deepest convictions of the scriptural, the authors inspired by the Spirit of Truth, by the Holy Spirit. The word poor is a word which the Bible pronounces with a devoutness. There's a devoutness, and people, I think, lose this because they think about what the poor is nowadays in these latter days and time, and they lose what it really means in the scriptures, in the true spirit, in the true sense. The word poor is a word which the Bible pronounces with devoutness and also with respect and reverence, as if in holy awe. And we have this in Roveno's own words. And to the poor in spirit, what does he mean, Habarim? So the poor are those downpressed innocent. But this brings us now to verse 10, right? Verse 10. Yadaka, 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 yashoch, yashoach, yashoach. He couches. Yadaka. Yadaka, it's like a wadaka. I read that as a yod. Wadaka, 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 yashoach, wadaka, yashoach. We nafal ba esumayo halakayim. He couches, he bows down, and the helpless, something unfortunate, but the helpless, the helpless fall by his mighty ones. Some translate this verse right here where it says that he coucheth, you know, and continuing from verse 9, he lieth in wait in a secret place as a lion in his lair. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him up into his net. He coucheth, he boweth down, and the helpless fall into his mighty claws. In his snare he humbles them. He shall bow and fall in his dominating of the needy, is the Hebraic sense, bringing out more of the Hebraic sense. Wadaka yashoach v'nafal ba'etzumayo halekayim. And moving on to the Yod Aleph, the 11th verse, Amar. Bilibo, he says in his heart, Amar, Amar Bilibo, Shakach, Shakach, Shakach El, Shakach El, Shakach El. He says in his heart, Amar Bilibo, Shakach El. That El has forgotten, that Elohim El. He says, Shakach El, Shakach El, El has forgotten. He satira panayo bala ra'a la netzach. He says in his heart, Amar belibo, that El has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He shall never see forever. Amar belibo, he saith in his heart, Shakach El, that El has forgotten. He satira panayo, that he has hidden his face. Bala ra la netzach, that he shall never ever see it. So the key is Amer Belibo. Right? Amer believo, amer. He saith believo in his heart and his thought. To the writer's pious mind, right, nobody could act in this manner who truly amen, yea, and amen, credited that Ha Elohim, the true God, the true good, paid attention to his creature's actions. And so he ends his description of the ratchet, the rasha'a, the hat'yatenya, right, with the same psychological analysis, suke, the soul logo, soul word, psychological analysis as at the beginning. In the Bereshith, even of this psalm here, it also makes a fitting transition to the concluding portion, coming up the concluding portion of today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, in which he calls upon Elohim, the true God, the true good, to expose the falsity, the unreality of that sort of faulty mental and pseudo-intellectual, whatever ism, schism, but that sort of mental attitude, the falsity of that mental attitude. So here we pause, and we're going to pick up with the concluding portion just after a little Selah moment here, just to reflect on that description of the ratchet and to check our own hearts. Because what do we say? Amar belibo, amar belibo. What do we say in our heart? This really, truly, indeed matters. For that ratchet says in their heart that El says that Shakach El, that El has forgotten. He satir panayo bala ra'a lanetzach, that he hideth his face. He hideth his face.
Mizmor Yud. למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק, תעלים לעיתות בצרה? בגאוות רשע ידלק עני, יתפססו במזימות, זו חשבו. כי הלל רשע על תאוות נפשו, ובוצע ברך נתעס. מזמור יוד. למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק, תעלים לעיתות בצרה? בגאוות רשע ידלק עני, יתפססו במזימות, זו חשבו. כי הלל רשע על תאוות נפשו, ובוצע ברך נאץ אדוני. רשע כגובה אפו בא לדרוש, אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו. יחילו דרכיו בכל עת, מרום משפטיך מנגדו, כל צורריו יפיח בהם. אמר בלבו בל אמות, לדור ודור אשר לא ורע. עלה פיהו מלא ומרמות ותוך, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן. ישב במערב חסרים, במסתרים יהרוב נפי, עיניו לחלך יצפונו. יערוב במסתר כאריה וסוכו, יערוב לחטוף עני, יחטוף עני במושכו ורשתו. יתקה ישוח ונפל בעצומיו חן תאים. אמר בליבו שח האל, הסתיר פניו, בל ראה לנצח. קומה אדוני אל נשא ידיך, אל תשכח ענבים. על מי נאץ רשע אלוהים? אמר בליבו לא תדרוש. ראית כי אתה עמל וחעס תביט לתת בידיך, עליך יעזוב חיליך. יתום אתה היית עוזר, שבור זרוע רשע, ורע תדרוש רשעו ול תמצא. אדוני מלך עולם ועד, עבדו גויים מארצו. תאוות ענבים שמעת, אדוני, תכין ליבם, תקשיב אוזניך, לשפוט יתום ודח, בל יוסיף עוד לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
מן הארץ, 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 מן הארץ.
ומה יהוה אלא נישא ידך, אלא תשכח עניים, על מה נעץ רשע אלוהים אמר בליבו לא תדרוש. ראית כי אתה אמר וכעס תביט לתת בידיך, עליך יעזוב חלקה יתום אתה היית עוזר. שבור זרוע רשע ורע תדרוש רשעו בל תמצא. יהוה מלך עולם ועד, עבדו גויים מארצו. תאוות עינויים שמעת יהוה, תקין ליבם תקשיב אזנך. לשפוט יתום ודק בל יוסיף עוד לארץ אנוש מן הארץ.
The concluding part of today's daily psalm verses, we have two sections from verse 12 to verse 18 to conclusion. Just a free chant right there of these verses, verses 12 to verse 18 of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, from the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter. Verses 12 to verse 16 is an appeal to Ha Elohim, to the true good, the true God. And verses 17 to 18 is faith, the true faith, the true faith, especially in the King of Kings Christ, being justified, right, made righteous in word, sound, power, in word, and in deed. So we pick up right here with verse 12. After having the first two sections, the first two verses was an appeal to Jah for help. In verses 3 to 11, we went through a description of the ratchet of the wicked, the rasha in the Hebrew, the chatiatenya, right? The chatiatenya, the akka, the lacquer. Remember, we're speaking among the godless or the jahless, not of the other nations, but amongst the body of Yisrael. Right? So this applies also to the body of the Israelites, among the Israelites, and those who are Hebrew or so-called and were the once lost now found, especially those who say they recognize the Hebrews and Israelites. Right? As well as there's the application in the new and the living sense for the church, when you say the church, right? The church of the firstborn, even amongst I and I of the new name, there's the application, right, of the principles, what be the first principles of the oracles, right? So we have the word right here in verse 12. Picking up with verse 12, arise, arise, O Yahweh, El, O good, O God, El of the Elohim, lift up thy hand, Kuma Yahuwah, El, Nisa Yadeka, Nisa, Nisa Yadeka, Nisa Yadeka, Kuma Yahuwah, El, Nisa Yadeka, Ala Tishikah, 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 Ne, 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 ne,
in Naim or in Naim, the humble, forget not Allah, Tishakach, in Naim, in Naim. Right? And Naim, the Onayim, the Onayim, some would point out Onayim, the Onayim, the Oni, the humble, even the poor. Lift up thy hand. Nisa Yadeka. Nisa Yadeka. Yad, I Yad. Remember this is the Yod, Yad, Psalm, the Yad, the hand. Display thy power. Tishikah. Onayim, Onayim. Forget not. Forget not the lowly ones. Rise up, Kuma Yahuwah, Yahuwah El. Rise up, O he who be, who he be, El, Hayel, the power. Rise up high, Nisa Yadeka, the I hand, Tishikah, Onim, Onim, Onim. Forget not, not forget, don't forget. This is a retort to the statement that El, remember earlier in verse 11 there was the statement, right, that the ratchet says and in their ratchet hearts that El has forgotten, Shakach, Shakach El, Shakach El, Shakach El, Shakach El, that El, Hayel, the power, even the first power has forgotten. So the retort to that is Kuma Yahuwah. Kuma Yahuwah El Nisa Yadeka, Nisa Yadeka. Right, lift up thy hand. Allah Tishikah, Anayim, Anayim. Forget not the humble. Wherefore, why? Almeh, Almeh, Niyet Rasha'a Elohim. Wherefore does the wicked contend? Right? Why do the wicked contend? Why do they spurn? Why has the wicked spurned Elohim? Amar bilibo, and say in his heart, Lo tidrosh, Lo tidrosh, say in his heart that thou will not, that I will not require. Say that he shall not require, in other words, an account. Right? He's not going to require an account. So the psalmist in I and I is zealous. We should be zealous, have a zeal righteously for Jah's honor. And here he pleads that he should not permit such contemptuousness, contempt in Jah's court. Remember, this is among the godless, the ratchet ones, among Yisrael, among those who are self-professed, even of the name, even amongst I and I's Rastafari. We apply this here, that such contemptuous conduct remain unchallenged. So wherefore? Wherefore does the wicked contend Ni'et Rasha'a Elohim and say in his heart that there would be no acquirement requiring an account of such and such? Thou hast seen, verse 14, Ra'ita, Ki'ata, Ki'ata, Ra'ita, Ki'ata, Amala wa Ka'as. Thou hast seen, thou beholdest trouble and vexation, tabita lateta bi yadeka, to requite, he's going to requite them with thy hand, bi yadeka, with thy yad, thy hand, aleka, ya izob, cheleka, cheleka, to the eye, the helpless committeth himself. Yatom ata, yatom ata, hayita ozer, hayita ozer. Thou hast been a helper, thou hast become a helper. Hayita ozer, you be who he be. Hayita Yahuwah, Yahuwah, hayita, hayita. You have become ozer, ozer. He who be who he be has become a helper. Yatom ata, yatom ata, right? Thou hast become a helper, right? A helper for the fatherless, right? For the orphan, the yatom. The yatom is the orphan, right? At, yatom, orphan, ata, you, the I self, he who be who he be, is divine majesty. Hayita ozer. Shibor, Shibora, Zeroa, Rasha'ah, break thou the arm of the ratchet. Shibor, Shibor,
Zeroa, Shabor, Zeroa, Rasha, Shabor, break, Shabor, Shabor, Zeroa, Rasha, break thou the arm of the wicked, Wara'a, Wara'a, Ti Darosha, Risho, Balati Mas'ah. And as for the wicked, the ratchet man, search out his ratchetness, his wickedness, Balati Mas'ah, Balati Mas'ah, until none be found. As for the ratchet man, how it's going to be requited, right? Requited the helpless. Helpless, he commits himself to the eye. The eye has been hayita ozer. You be who you be a helper. So shibur zeroa rasha ah. Break thou the arm of the rasha ah. Wara ah. And of the evil doer, ti the rosha risha ah. Balati mas'ah. And seek out his ratchetness until you find none. Break the arm of the sinner and the wicked. And the wicked, right, the ratchet one, they shall be sought for his sin, and in no way, right, and in no way shall he be found. Bringing out, even getting into the deeper meditation on these key words, but riding forward to verse 16, right, verse 16. So we're looking at this section here, right, and we have a couple of key things. He has seen, ra'ita, 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 ki'ata, ki'ata, for the eye has seen. The conviction is expressed that Jah has not closed his eyes to what is happening. The fatherless, the yatom, in the Bible, the scripture, the widow and the orphan, each lacking the natural protector, are symbolic of the helpless whose rights may be easily, so very easily defrauded. This is why there's the call, Shabor, to he who be, to be the breaker, Shabor Zeroa Rasha'a. Shabor Zeroa Rasha'a. Shabor Zeroa Rasha'a, to break the arm of the ratchet, of the wicked. The arm is the strength which has been used so mercilessly. And it says, to search him out till none. Did you get that there? The Balati Mas'ah. Balati Mas'ah. Balati Mas'ah, until none be found. Right, the RV more grammatically says, till thou, the I, find none. Let justice be exacted until not a single deed of wrong remains unpunished. Until not a single deed of wrong or wrongdoing remains unpunished. This brings us now here to the 16th verse, right, of today's daily song, where it says, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah Melech, Olam Wa'ed. He who be who he be, his divine majesty, is king. Yahuwah, Yahuwah Melech. Melech is king, is Negus, even Negus and Neges. Olam Wa'ad, forever and ever. Olam Wa'ad. Abdu, Avdu, Abdu Goyim Me Arzo. Abdu Goyim Me Arzo. The nations, the Goyim, Abdu, Avdu, Abdu Goyim. The nations are perished, the Gentiles are perished. Me Arzo, Me Arzo, Aretz, the Aretz, the land, Me Arzo, are perished. They are perished out of his land. They are perished out of his land. Verse 16. So he who be who he be, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Melech, is king. Is king. This is an important function. See, important function of an earthly king is what? What is the important function of an earthly king? Right? Abinu Melkeinu teaches us this. But what is the important function of an earthly king? It's to administer justice. Fitah, right? The Fitah Negest, to administer justice in his realm. That is also the work of Ha'elohim as the Melech, right? The Melech Ha'olam, the Melech Ha'olam, the king of the universe, the universal king, the king of the universe. So when it says the nations are perished, right? Abdu, Avdu, pointing them on, he was Avdu, but the Ethiopic pointing the Abdu, Goyim Me Arzo. Abdu Goyim Me Arzo. The nations are perished out of his land. Adonai, Adonai, the Lord has been proved to be Melech, Negus, even Negus and Negest. See, he caused the invading peoples to be overcome. This is what we have in the previous psalm that's connected to today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, and Psalm 9.
right? That he caused invading peoples to be overcome. And this is the psalmist's assurance. There's a key even for these latter days and time for we who are as the children of the Ethiopians and the children of Israel unto he who be who he be. This is the psalmist's assurance that the ratchet, even among Israel and among just people who are of the people but who are not of the people in spirit and in truth. Not all Israel is Israel. Recall that the wicked in Israel, those Israelites who ain't right, will likewise receive their just deserts. All right? So we say this in the 16th verse, Yahuwah Melech Olam, Yahuwah Melech Olam Va'ad, Avdu Goyim Me'arso, he who be who he be is Melech, is Negus, even Negus and Neges, for Ivor and Ivor, the nations, the Gentiles, are perished out of his land. So the last two verses right here. The last two verses right here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, is a prayer, Vinai, the downpress. Right? Not so much looking at the jawless among the nation, the godless among the nations, but among, you know, those who may be our skin folks but not our kin folks, who may be our color but not our kind, right? You know, might carry the namesake but not in Jah grace. Let's understand that. This is the prayer right here where the faith, the true faith of the King of Kings Christ, the Haimanot, that living faith, the Emunah, the Imnet, Haimanot, the true faith, the living faith is justified. We have these two verses here, verses 17 and 18, Chavarim, the Yod Zayin and the Yod Chet verse, the 17th and the 18th verses, faith. Right, the true faith justified. Taiwat, Taiwata, Enawim, Enawim, Shamata Yawa, Takina Labam, Libam, Takina Libam, Takashiv, Azaneka, you have heard the desire. Taiwat, Taiwata Enawim, Enawim, Taiwat Enawima Shamaita Yahuwah. Oh, he who be who he be, oh Jah, Jehovah, you have heard the desire of the humble. Taiwata Enawima Shamaita Yahuwah. Takina Libama Takshiv Azneka. You shall strengthen Takin, Takin Libam, Takin Libam. You shall strengthen their heart, Takin Libam, Takin Libam. Strengthen their heart, Takashiv Azneka. You shall incline, Takashiv Azneka, Azneka. Shall incline your ear. The desire of the needy you have heard, O Jah, Jehovah, he will be, we be, divine majesty. The preparations of their heart took heed to your ear. Lishport, lishport, yatom, wa idak, bala yosif, to judge, lishport, yatom, to judge the orphan, like the fatherless, the yatom, and lishporta yatom, wa dak, and the dak, the down press, wa dak, and the down press, bal yosif, shall no continue, bal yosif od, shall no longer continue, La arot, to no longer continue to terrify. Enosh min haaretz, enosh min haaretz. The man, the mortal man, no longer continue. The man who is mean from haaretz, the man of the earth, to judge orphans and the humbles that should not proceed still to brag man upon the earth. This is how others bring it out. We have, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou will direct their heart. Thou will cause thine ear to attend, causing thine ear to attend. Takshiv Azneka. To right the fatherless, the orphan, and the downpressed, that man who is of the earth, the earthly man, the Enosh, the Enosh, right? The Enosh mean Haaretz, the man who is of the earth, the earthly man may be terrible no more. So desire of the humble. This is voiced in I and I prayers and in their prayers to be freed from thee and I and I down presses, to be freed. Thou, the Most High, he who be, who he be, will direct I and I heart in tefillah, in elot, in prayer, in speaking, in the innermost of the innocence. A better rendering could be, thou dost make their heart firm, firm up their heart, takin, takin, firming up. Right, heartically speaking, firming up the heart. Right, takin libam, libam, libam. Their hearts, takin libam, firming up. Right, heartical. Right, steadfast throughout the days of trial, steadfast throughout the trial and the tribulation, keeping the heartical. Right, as Rastaman said, that heartical, Hebraically, that's the takin libam, takin libam. Strengthen their heart, direct their heart, firm up their heart. Why? Lishpot yatom wadak. Lishpot yatom wadak. To right, to judge, the right to judge. Lishpot yatom wadak. To judge the fatherless, the orphan, right? And the downpressed. Bal yasif od. Bal yasif od. Right, so that in may no longer continue la erot to be terrible. Enosh min haaretz, the Enosh min haaretz, the man of the earth. The Hebrew, the man here is Enosh, Enosh. We have this in the previous psalm, Psalm 9, around verse 20. The man of the earth. And since we're riding up here in the completion, just to do all matters. Just be diligent right here. The man of the earth in verse 20, once more the Hebrew is Enosh, Enosh. Behind the facade of vaunting national power, this nationalism, right? His Majesty Abinu Melkeinu warns us in the latter days not to owe our allegiance to nations but to our fellows in the human community. You know, we have to recognize that powerful truth there, right, of Christ and his kingly character. So behind the facade of vaunting national power is nothing. That vaunting national power, that nationalism, so-called patriotism, is nothing but the fragility of mortal, the fragility of mortal man, or the Enosh. Pay attention to this in the Hebrew. The Enosh, min ha'aretz, the Enosh who is of the earth. Remember, there is the divine mortal man, a divine son of man. Yes, Rastafari. So here, just riding up to the fulfillment here, who is of the earth, who originated from the dust. Right, as Moshiach, Robeinu said, I am from above. And speaking of that divine mortal man, weep not, behold. But speaking of the other kind of mortal man, his origination is from the dust of the earth. He is dusty, right, and has his last resting place there. Right? So Christ also distinguished those who are from above. Ye must be born again from above, so that the earthly man may be terrible no more, no longer inspire terror in the hearts of the weak, because the weak would have had their hearts strengthened. Takin and Libam, strengthen their hearts, strengthen your hearts, brothers and sisters, because the ratchet, you know, he who believe in vanity and have no love for humanity, you know, the Rastafari, the prophets say, shall fade away. And your word here also says, shall fade away. So ring the alarm. Yes, I, Rastafari. Because y'all know in your word say that a judgment is coming. Yes, I. Wahimru, amen and amen. Glory be to word, sound, and power. And power.
Humanity shall fade away, fade away. for shame. And you got no one to blame but yourself, not to dread ya. Yeah.
You speak of only vanity and no love for humanity.
Roots man, you got to forward on, I tell you. Yeah. Forward on, roots man, forward on. Yeah, from dusk until dawn. Come on down and blow your horn and pop your corn, I tell ya. Well, only the strong survive, as the man said. And only the fittest of the fit nation stand in this judgment. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you words that pass and free. That's why you got to join this jubilee until you come on down there with me.
And the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away.
If you got your money in your pocket, and roots man, I know it's incapable, but you can lock it down to you, yeah. When I'm passing D&G, I'm gonna speed down on the street, yeah. Hear them say that drop and put it back, but I might put it forward, yeah. For so you see that's how it is, yeah. Kinda authentic revolutionary. Man moving around like mercenary. Killing each and every day. That's what the brother got to say. No way to run and hide. You kinda got to move with the tide, I tell you. You gotta keep up the stride, I tell you, yeah. We don't be when we get to. Forward on, black man, forward on. When the king far ain't around, so roots man, you gotta be ground and keep on moving around to this town. Yeah.
The rich is getting richer every day.
Some are kind of sleeping on the cops and some are getting real and real fine. But I see if you don't live above your means, then you'll be around to teach in the scene. Yeah. I'm black man, you got to know yourself. Or maybe you're gonna get kicked off the shelf, yeah. Black man, you got to know yourself. Or you may get kicked off the shelf until you got no one to blame but yourself. Yeah.
Don't fade away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fade.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shabbat Adonai.
Rastafari. Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
For Shabbat, Shabbat, Pekudei. Here for Shabbat, Pekudei. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 38, here, verse 1 is where the Pekudei, Shabbat Pekudei, here, Hebrew first words, here. We'll begin. Eile Pekudei ha-mishkan mishkan ha-eduta asher pukada al-pi Moshe evadata ha-lewin b'yad ha-itamar ben Aharon ha-kohen. This, the sum of the tabernacle, even, of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. Eile Pekudei, these are the accounts. Eile, these, not this, but Eile, these. Eile Pekudei, these are Pekudei, the accounts. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, these are the accounts of the Mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut, even the Mishkan, the dwelling, the tabernacle, HaEdut, of the testimony of the witness. Mishkan HaEdut, Asher Pukad, as they were rendered, asher pukad, as they were accounted, as they were rendered, as they were counted, al pi Moshe, according to the commandment of Moses, upon the mouth of Moses, al pi Moshe, al fi Moshe, al fi Moshe, upon the fi, the mouth, the pi, the pi, the pi, the mouth of Moshe, Alpi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, Evadata Halloween. through the service of Halloween, the service of the Levites, Evodata Halloween, Evodata Halloween, Beyada Itamar, by the Yad, by the hand of Itamar. Beyad Itamar ben Aharon HaKohen, the son of Aaron ben Aharon HaKohen, the son of Aharon of Aaron HaKohen of Aaron the priest, and Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Yehuda, made all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a cunning craftsman and an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work, in all the work of the holy, of HaKodesh, the holy place, even the gold of the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, after the shekel of the holy place, HaKodesh, of the Kodesh, B'Shekel HaKodesh. And the Kesef, and the Bur, and the Kesef, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation, the aggregation was, and 100 talents, and 1,703.15 shekels, after the shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, after the shekel of the Kodesh, of the sanctuary, of the holy place, a beka for every man, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel HaKodesh, for everyone that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,550 and 50 men. And of the 100 talents of silver of Kesef were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their capitals, and filleted them. And the brass, nechoshet, of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate for it, and all the vessels of HaMizbeach, of the Mizbeach, of the altar, and the sockets of the court HaTzir, round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Gevir, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 39. The holy garments for Aharon, the holy garments for Aaron. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 31, verse 10. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, Exodus chapter 39, verse 1. Umin ha-tikaleta we ha-argaman. ותולעתה השני, עשו בגדיה סרד לשרת בקודש, ויעשו את בגדיה הקודש אשר לאהרון, כאשר ציווהי יהוה את משה. And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made cloths of service to do service in the holy, in the holy place, Ba-Kodesh, and made the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Umin, and from Hatikalet, and from the blue, and of the blue, Hatikalet, the sky blue, Umin Hatikalet, with Ha'argaman, and of the Argaman, Ha'argaman, and of the purple, with Tola'ata Ha'shani, and the scarlet, and the scarlet, they made plaited garments. They made plaited garments. Asu vigdeya sirad. Sirad. Vigdei. Asu, they made vigdeya sirad. They made plaited garments. Le sharet bakodesh, for the sharet, for the service, for the sharet, for the ministry. Le sharet bakodesh, the ministry in the holy place, in hakodesh bakodesh, in the holy set apart place. Eta bigdeya hakodesh Asher le Aharon, and may the holy, the set apart garments, Waya Esua et Vigdei HaKodesh, and may the holy garments, Asher le Aharon, that which was for Aaron, of Aaron, Ka'asher, as like Tziwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, Tziwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, Tziwah Yahuwah, et Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses, as Jehovah commanded, 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 commanded. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for this Shabbat, Pekudei, some say Pekudei or Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings. Here, picking up here with the last Torah portion here for this second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here we pick up with the Sheni Aliyah, here with the second up offering up, the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second ascension offering here for this Shabbat Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings. And here, for a double portion, and when we have a double portion, this will be the Chamishi of the double portion. For a double portion, for a Shabbat, and for this Shabbat Wayakahel, Fikudei. Here, the Sheni for the Fikudei, 23rd Torah portion reading and feeding. And here. And here for a double portion, the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah for the double portion. Here. Second book of Moses, Hebrew book, Exodus chapter 39, here at verse 2. Vayasa eta ha efod hav tikaleta ve argaman ve tolaata shani
with Shesha Mashazar. And he made the ephod gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Wayaasaeta ha ephod. And he made the ephod, ha ephod. He made the ephod. Wayaasaeta ha ephod zahav. Tikkalet of zahav, gold. Tikkalet of blue, sky blue. With argaman and purple. With tolaata shani and scarlet. With sheisha mashzar. With sheish mashzar and fine twine linen. With sheisha mashzar. And they did beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine linen. With cunning work, they made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together. By the two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of his ephod, of the ephod that was upon it, was of the same according to the work thereof, gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, Then they wrought onyx stones enclosed in ouches of gold, graven as signets are graven, with the shemot, with the names of the Bnei Yisrael, with the names of the sons of Yisrael. And he put them on the shoulders of ha-ephod, of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Yisrael, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. Wayasemo tama ala kitfot al kitfot ha'efod avneya zikaron alivneya Yisrael ka'asher tziwahi Yahuwah eta Moshe. And he put them on the shoulder pieces of ha'efod to be stones. Avnei Zikaron, to be stones of memorial. Avnei Zikaron, for the sons, the children of Israel. Livnei Yisrael. Kashas Iwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded at the Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And he made HaChoshen, and he made the breastplate. Cunning work, like the work of HaEphod, like the work of the Ephod. Gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen. It was rabua. It was four square. They made ha-choshen, the breastplate, double. A span, the length thereof, and a span, the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones. The first row, a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a linger, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ouches of gold in their enclosings. And the stones were, according to the names of the sons of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, 12. According to their names, their shemot, like the engravings of a signet, everyone with shemo, his name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon HaChoshen the breastplate chains at the ends. Recent work, pure gold, zahav tahor. And they made two ouches, zahav, gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of HaChoshen, of the breastplate. And they put the two recent chains of gold in the two rings on the two ends of HaChoshen, of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two recent chains they fastened in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of ha-ephod, of the ephod, before it. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of ha-choshen, the breastplate, upon the border of it, which that, on the side of ha-ephod, inward. And they made two other golden rings, and put them on the two sides of ha-ephod, underneath, toward the fore part of it, over against the other, coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of ha-ephod. And they did bind HaChoshen, the breastplate, by his rings to the rings of HaEphod, the Ephod, with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of HaEphod, and that HaChoshen, the breastplate, might not be loosed from her effort, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayira kasua eta hachoshena miat abo otayo eta abo ota ha effort. Bifatila tikaleta lihi yota ala chosheva ha efoda willoa yizach ha choshena me ala ha efoda kaashas iwah Yahuwa eta Moshe. Moshe. Moshe.
Joy is in my life, and I am the equipment of the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I am to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear the Shelishi for Shabbat, Fikudei for Sabbath, Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings, the accounting, the account. And for a double. Hear, for a double portion, we have the Sheishi for Shabbat, Wayakahela Fikudei, for a double portion. This is the Sheishi, this is the sixth Aliyah Sheishi, Kashahena Mechov. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, the Sefer, the book, the Cipher, Shemot, the Cipher of the Names, Exodus chapter 39. Here. Here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for a double portion, the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, for the double portion corresponding to Pikudei, Fikudei, the Shalishi, for Pikudei, Fikudei. Wayaasa eta me'il lahai foda ma'iseya o rega kalila tikaleta. And he made the robe of ha'efod, of the effort, woven work, all blue. Wayaasa eta me'il ha'efod ma'iseya o rega kalila tikaleta. And he made the robe of the ephod. Wayaasa eta me'il, the robe, the me'il ha'efod, the robe of the ephod, me'il ha'efod, ma'iseya orega, woven work, ma'ise oreg, kalila tikelet, all of blue, all of sky blue. And there was an hole in the midst of the robe as a hole of a habergoin, a band round about the hole that it should not rend, that it should not rip, and the whole of the robe in the midst thereof as the whole of a coat of mail, with a binding round about the whole of it, that it should not be rent, that it should not be ripped. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates, blue and purple and scarlet, twined linen. And they made bells, pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And they made coats, fine linen, woven work for Aharon and for Benaiah, for his sons, and a mitre, and a turban, fine linen, and goodly bonnets, fine linen, and linen breeches, fine twine linen, and a girdle, fine twine linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, needlework, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses, and they made the plate of the holy crown, pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, like to, the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord, Vayasua eta Sitsa Nezer. And they made the plate of the crown. Vayasua eta Sitsa Nezeraha Kodesha Zahava Tahora. Vayikatavua Alayoa Mikatava Pe Tucheya Chotama Kodesh Layahua. And they made the plate of the holy crown, Waya Isua Eta Sisa Nezer HaKodesh, the Nezer HaKodesh, the holy crown, Zahava Tahor, pure gold, Zahav Tahor, Tiru, Zahava Tahor, Wayikatavu, and wrote Alayo upon it, Mikatav, from the writing, Pi Tucheya Chotam, like the engraving of a signet. Pi Tuche Chotam, like the engraving of a Chotam, a signet. Kodesh, La Yahuwah, Kodesh, holy, set apart, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Kodesh, La Yahuwah. And they tied to it a lace of blue to fasten on high upon the mitre, upon the turban, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. Thus, like this, was all the walk, all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent, of the congregation finished. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe. So did they. Wa tekella kola e vodata mishkana ohela moed. Wa ya isua bineya yisraela kola asheras iwa yahua eta moshe kin asu. Thus, like this, was finished all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting. Watekel kola e vodata mishkana ohela moed. And the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Jehovah commanded Moses. Waya isua bnei Yisrael kukol asher siwah Yahuwah et Moshe. So did they. Ken also. So did they. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, would be where the Revi'i, here the Revi'i, here the fourth aliyah, fourth offering for the last Torah portion in the second book of Moshe, Fikudei, the fourth aliyah, verse 33, Exodus chapter 39, verse 33, the Revi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth of offering, ascension offering, Revi'i. Waya viu eta ha mishkana illa Moshe eta ha ohel. We eta kola kalayo. Ke ra sayo. Ke ra shayo. Be rihai. Be rihayo. Be riho. Be rihayo. We a mudayo. Wa e danai. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, to Moshe. The tent and all his furniture. His tatchets, his boards, his bars, and his pillars, and his sockets. Wayaviu, wayabiu, and they brought wayaviu eta hamishkan, and they brought the mishkan. Wayaviu eta hamishkana il Moshe to Moses. Eta ha ohel, the tent, the ohel. Ha ohel, we eta kola kelayu, and all his furniture, kerasayo, its class, his class, kerashayo, his boards, beriho, his bars, we amudayo, and his pillars, wa e danayo, and its sockets, and the covering of rams' skins dyed red, and the covering of badger skins, and the veil of the covering, and the ark of the testimony, and the stays thereof, and the mercy seat, the table, all the vessels thereof, and the shewbread, the bread of the presences, the pure menorah, the pure lampstand, the lamps thereof, the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof of Ha, and the oil for light, the golden mizbeach, the golden altar, and the anointing, the messiahing, the christening, the christening oil, the messiahing oil, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet aishens, and the hanging for the tabernacle door, the brazen altar, and his grate of brass, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars, and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords, and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, the cloths of service, to do service in the holy, in the set apart, HaKodesh, and the holy garments for Aharon, HaKohen, Aaron the priest, and Banayo and his son's garments, to minister in the priest's office. According to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moshe, so the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, made all the work, And Moshe did look upon all the work, And behold, they had done it as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had commanded. Even so had they done it. And Moses and Moshe blessed them. Vayare'im Moshe et kol ha milakah. Vehine asu otaha ka'asher asiwah Yahuwah. Kin asu. Vaya bareka otam Moshe. And Moshe saw. Vayare Moshe. And Moses saw. Vayare Moshe. Et kol ha melacha. And Moses saw. Kol ha melacha. Melacha. He saw all the melacha. Ha melacha. All the work. Wehine. And look, see, here it is. And behold, Wehine asu otaha. And behold, they had done it. Wehine asu otaha. They had done her. They had done it. Ka'asher tziwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded. Ka'asher tziwah Yahuwah, kin asu. Even so had they done it. Kin asu. Vayavareka otama Moshe, and Moses blessed them. Vayabarek otam Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. 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 Blessed them.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat for Kudei, Sabbath, the sums, countings, here for the last portion here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names and called Exodus. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 40. For the Shabbat of Fekudei, this would be the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth of offering, the fifth offering up right here, here, here for Shabbat of Fekudei, Sabbath, the sums, Sabbath, the countings. And for a double portion, for Shabbat, Shabbat Vayakahel, Pekudei, Vayachel, Pekudei, a double portion. This is the Shavi'i, for the double portion, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up right here, here, here. Shema Yisrael, here, here, here. Give ear, O Yisrael. Vayadaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. The tabernacle set up. And Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, Vayidaber Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moses leimor, saying, Beyom ha Chodesh HaRishon BeEchad LaChodesh Takim Et HaMishkan Ohel HaMoed. On the first day of the first month, the first moon, shalt thou set up the tabernacle HaMishkan of the tent of the congregation. Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, HaChodesh HaRishon, on the first day, B'yom HaChodesh HaRishon, on the day of the Chodesh, the first, B'yom HaChodesh HaRishon, on the first day of the B'Echad LaChodesh, of the first Chodesh, the first moon, B'Echad LaChodesh, shalt thou rear up, takim, takim, shalt thou set up, shalt thou rear up, takim, eta mishkana ohel moed, shalt thou, I, rear up the mishkan of the ohel moed, shalt thou rear up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with a veil. With samta sham et aron ha eduta. With sakota ala ha aron et ha paroket. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony. With samta sham et aron ha edut. Put in the aron ha edut, the ark of ha edut, the testimony. And thou shalt screen the ark with the veil. With sakota ala ha aron et ha paroket. And thou, the eye, shall bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring in HaMenorah, the lampstand, and light the lamps thereof, light the lamps of Ha. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense, for the ashens, before the Aron HaEdut, the Ark of the Testimony, the Tabot, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, and shall put water therein. And thou shalt set up the court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And thou, the eye, shall take the anointing oil, the Messiahing oil, and anoint the tabernacle and all that therein, and shalt hollow, set it apart, and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy, it shall be set apart. And thou, the eye, shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all his vessels, and sanctify HaMizbeach. And it shall be an altar most holy, and it shall be an altar Kodesh Kodashi, holy of holies. And thou shalt anoint the laver in his foot and sanctify it. And thou, the eye, shall bring Aharon, O Benai, O Aaron, and his sons to the door, Illa Patach, Ohel Moed, to the door, the Patach, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and wash them with water. And thou, the eye, shall put upon Aharon the holy garments, and anoint him, and Messiah him, and christen him, and sanctify him, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. And thou, the eye, shall bring his sons, Benayu, and clothe them with coats. And thou, the eye, shall anoint them, Messiah them, christen them, as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting and eternal priesthood throughout their generations. Ua mashachta otam ka'asher mashachta et avihem ve kiyahnu ali ve Haita lehiyota lahem mashachatam le kehunata olama le dorotam. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, and their anointing shall be to them for an everlasting and eternal. Le lia ke likahunot likahunat likahunat le kahunat olam, an eternal kahunat, eternal priesthood throughout their generations. Le doro tam. Thus, like this did Moshe, according to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded him, so did he. Vayaasa Moshe kekol asher asiwa Yahuwah oto ken asa. And here, the Sheishi for Shabbat Fekudei, Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath, the sum, Sabbath, the accounting, the Sheishi, the sixth Aliyah for Shabbat Pekudei, Fekudei. But here, for a double, still in the seventh Aliyah for the double portion here at verse 17. Vayehi Ba Chodesh Ha Rishona Bashana Ha Shenita Be Echada La Chodesh Hukam Ha Mishkan. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, on the first of the month of the moon, the tabernacle was reared up. Vayehi Ba Chodesh Ha Rishona Ba Shana Ha Shenit. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, Be Echada La Chodesh Hukam Ha Mishkan. On the first day of the month, the moon, the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was reared up. Hukam HaMishkan. And Moshe reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up his pillars. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above it, as was Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he took and put the testimony into Ha'aron, into the tabot, into the ark, and set the staves on Ha'aron, on the tabot, on the ark, and put the mercy seat, the kaporet, above upon Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark. And he brought Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark, into the tabernacle, and set up the veil of the covering, and covered the Aron Ha'edut, the ark of the testimony, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the shulchan, the table, in the tent of the congregation, upon the side of the tabernacle northward, without the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe. And he put ha-menorah, the lampstand, in the tent of the congregation, over against HaShulchan, the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he lighted the lamps, lifnei Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, before the veil. And he burnt sweet incense, and he burnt sweet incense thereon, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayaketera la yoa ketoreta samim ka'asher tziwahi Yahuwah eta Moshe. And he burnt thereon incense, aishens, of sweet spices. Wayaketera alayo, and he burnt, wayaketera alayo, upon it ketoreta samim, aishens of sweet spices, sweet aishens, ketoret samim. Ka'asher tziwahi Yahuwah et Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And here for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, for the Shabbat, for Kudei, Sabbath, for Sabbath sum, Sabbath accounting, for Shabbat, for Kudei, Shabbat Fekudei, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 28, for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering, seventh Aliyah, ascension offering, here for this Shabbat Fekudei. and in a double portion, like this double portion, we still are in the Shavii. So the Shavii and the Shavii, the two Shavii's, two sevenths. Wayasema eta masaka ha petacha la mishkan. And he set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. Wayasem eta masak, and he put the screen, and he put the screen. Wayasema eta masaka ha petach la mishkan, and he put the screen of the petach, of ha petach, the screen, the masak ha petach, the screen of the petach, the screen of the door, la mishkan, to the mishkan, to the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation, offered upon it the olah, the burnt offering, and the mincha, and the meal offering, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he set the laver, the basin, the laver between the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And Moshe and Aharon Ubanayo and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. When they went into the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, and when they came near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, they washed, as Yahweh's Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the walk. So Moses finished.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, a good Shavua, strong to come here, crossing over to the first day. First day service right here, so the Maftir from the second book of Moses. Stay tuned. Come to the top of the Iowa for the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service. Yes, I, Shalom, Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump!
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Yes, call in, tune in, Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Groundation,
Adonai.
Rastafari.
Malkamu Hu, yes, I.